So let's review. Zak the Mishnah, Shemeres Yavam, Bein Liyavam Echad, Bein Lishne Yavamin, Rabbi Yezda Omer Yafer. In the case of a woman who awaits Yibam from her deceased husband's brother, Rabbi Yezda says, a Yavam can always make Hafar, regardless whether he is the only Yavam or there are two Yavamin. Rabbi Shua Omer, Le'echad Nabaloy Lishnayim. Rabbi Shua says that a Yavam can only make Hafar if he is the only Yavam, but he cannot make Hafar when there are two Yavamin. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Loi Le'echad Beloy Lishnayim. Rabbi Kiva says a Yavam cannot ever make Hafar, regardless whether he is the only Yavam or there are two Yavamin. Amr Rabbi Yezer makes a Kal V'Chomer to support his opinion that a Yavam always makes Hafar based on Yavam Adif Mi Aris. A Yavam is superior to an Aris because Ma'im Isha Shekana Hu La'atzmai Harehu Mefin Nidereha. If an Aris can make Hafar for his own wife whom he acquired on his own, Isha Sheiknu Le'min HaShemayim Ein Adin Sheyofin Nidereha, certainly a Yavam can make Hafar for the Yavama who is provided for him in HaShemayim without him having to do anything. Amalei Rekiva Loi. Rekiva said to Rabbi Yezer that there is no Kal V'Chomer, and the Yavam cannot make Hafar, because Aris Adif Mi Yavam. An Aris is superior to a Yavam in that Im Amarta Be'isha Shekana Hu La'atzmai Shein L'Acherim Barishos, the woman who the Aris acquires, others do not have any power to disqualify the Arusa to the Aris. Taimer Be'isha Sheiknu Le'min HaShemayim Sheyesh L'Acherim Barishos. However, the woman who is provided for the Yavam in HaShemayim, his brothers, the other Yavamim, Astra Leb B'Biyah B'Gita, do have the power to disqualify the Yavama to the Yavam through Biyah or Get. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua Akiva Devarecha B'Shnei Yavamim Ma'at Demesh Val Yavam Echad. Rabbi Yeshua asked Rabbi Akiva, your reasoning applies only in the case of two Yavamim, in which Yesh Lacherim Ba Rishus. However, in the case of one Yavam, Ein Lacherim Rishus Ba. Amalei, Ein HaYavama Gemur LeYavam. Kashem Sharusa Gemur Leisha. Pekiva answered, even in the case of one Yavam, Aris Adav Mi Yavam, because an Arusa's marriage to the Aris is complete, as the Gemara explains, in that Shechayavin Skila La. The Arusa is forbidden to others under the pain of Skila. However, Yavam's bond to the Yavam is not complete. Shein Chayavin Skila La. A Yavam is not forbidden to others under the pain of Skila, it's merely a Lav. The Gemara elaborates on the reasoning of this three-way machlokes and explains as follows. Rabbi Kiva holds afilu liyavim echad, and certainly lishnei yavamin, ain a mefer, because ain zika, and as the Ran explains, zika loyalima keirisin umashim hachi lamatzi mefer. The mitzvah of yibum does not create a strong bond as does erisin, as evidenced by the halacha, shein chayavin skilolau. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva holds afilu liyavim echad, ain a mefer. Rabbi Shua holds, Liyavim Echad Meifer because Yesh Zika, and as the Ran explains, Zika Alima Tvei Mei Erisin, the Zika bond is stronger than Erisin. However, Lashnei Yavamin Ein Meifer because the Ein Breira, because it's not clear which Yavim will eventually perform Yibim. And the Ran adds that it would not help for them to both make Hafar together, because we learn from the Pasuk, Isha Yikemena V'Isha Yiferena V'Inan Sheheh Yidua B'Shas Hafar. The husband must be clearly known at the time of Hafar. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua holds liyavim echad mefer lishnei yavamin ena mefer. Rabbi Yezer holds bein liyavim echad bein lishnei yavamin mefer. Now, regarding yavim echad mefer, Rabbi Yezer agrees with Rabbi Yeshua that yesh zika. However, regarding lishnei yavamin mefer, the Gemara offers two explanations. Rabbi Ami explains kagan she'asa ba maimer. The Mishnah is speaking of a yavim who gave a maimer, a kedushin to the yavama, and Rabbi Yezer concurs with Beis Shammai that maimer kainu kinyugamer. Maimer affects a complete kenyan, in which the Iboy Lafuk is Sagilo Begita. The Yavam may divorce her through a get without a chalitza. Therefore, she is only married to him, but not to the other Yavamim. And as the Gemara explains, if we say Maimer Nisuin Isa, that Maimer is considered a chuppah, then Mefer Beloy Av. The Yavam can make Hafara as a husband without the father. And if we say Maimer Erisin Isa, that Maimer is only considered a kedushin, then Mefer Bishut Fasi the Av. The Yavam makes Hafara as an Aris with her father. However, Bishua holds that even according to Beis Shammai, Lishnei Yavamin Eina Mefer, because Maimer Eina Kinyan Gamer Lishnei Yavamin, Maimer is not a complete Kinyan in the case of Shnei Yavamin, because Tchi Asi Achui, Asra La B'Biya E'Begita, the brothers can disqualify her to the Yavam through Biya or a Get. The second explanation is by Rabbi Lazar, who holds Maimer Le Beis Shammai Ein Kaina Ela Litchis Bitzara. Even according to Beis Shammai, Maimer does not affect a full kinyan of a marriage. Rather, it only removes the Isra Chizikuka from the Yavama's sister. If so, Maimer alone cannot give him the Kayach to be Mefer. Therefore, Rabbi Lazar explains the Machlekes of Lishnei Yavaman as follows. Rabbi Eliezer says, Lishnei Yavaman Mefer in the case of Kugin Sh'amad Bedin, V'ischayiv Lamazainis, where Bezin compelled the Yavam to support the Yavama, and in accordance with his opinion in the Mishnah earlier on the Ayin Gimel regarding Aris, Ha'ilu Baila Chayiv Bimzainis Seha Yafer, because Kol HaNederes Aldas Baila HiNederes. A woman makes her nedarim based on the consent of her husband who supports her. However, Bishua holds that even in this case, Lishnei Yavaman Ein Mefer, because the Ran offers two possible explanations. Either because Rabbi Yeshua holds, like the Chacham of the previous Mishnah, that Baal Shechayv B'mezaneseo Eina Mefer Nedera, because before Chuppah the concept of Kala Nederes Aldas Baili Nederes does not apply even though he supports her, because Rabbi Yeshua holds that Kala Nederes Aldas Baili Nederes applies only to Aris, because there is no reason to think that she will not marry him. However, it does not apply to a Yavama, Lishnei Yavaman, even with Maimer and Amad Bedin, because there is the possibility that she will not be able to marry him if Asya Chui Asol Ababia Oy Begita. According to Rabbi Kiva, who holds Afil Yavim Echad Ein Mefer, because Ein Zika, all of the above does not apply, because if we hold Ein Zika, Maimer certainly does not create a complete Kenyan, and even if Amad Bedin Lishchay B'mzeneseo Ein Mefer, because Kala Nederes Aldas Bail Hinoideres does not apply in such a weak bond, which is certainly significantly weaker than ours, and he's not considered by law at all.